Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Nia Dorsey, and this is my co-host, Rashad Holloway. And this is Stay in Your Bed podcast. Today, we have a special guest. Let's give it up for Ha Ha Davis.
That was a dope intro.
I welcome, like party. She put the ha.
It was three A's.
Yeah, there, you right? See that?
That's dope.
Welcome, how you been? Bro. How you feeling today?
I feel great.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Great.
It's raining outside, though. The rain is fucking up everything, but other than that, I feel amazing.
I appreciate you coming out in the rain, too, risking your life.
Yeah, this was an ugly type of rain, though. Like, it was dark at 2 o'clock. It was crazy. I was like, I don't know if I'm going out there today.
You know, L.A. people ain't using no rain, so it's going to be some traffic.
We ain't using no rain. It never rains.
A little sprinkle, California.
Remember that? No. Tony lied. The niggas lied.
They lied for sure.
They lied.
It was raining out there today for sure.
It was just a little sprinkle.
No, see, we're not going to lie and say it was a little sprinkle out there.
A little sprinkle.
I almost sweated my hair out.
Well, you know, I'm from Memphis. We get some real rain.
Hurry up, big fella. Hurry up.
Well, you look nice, okay?
I appreciate it.
So where are you from?
I'm from Detroit.
Okay.
East Motor Detroit. City. Motor City.
I got
City.
Some family in Detroit.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Detroit is like, you know, the hustler capital of the world.
That's the
D. And we the best dressed people in the world, too.
I don't know about all
where
that.
Y'all get different?
I don't know about all that.
I just
got into this argument with some New York.
Hey, listen. Y'all the king of Cardi's. That's what I will tell you.
Okay.
Y'all
the king.
Oh, come on, bro. I respect it.
Put the buffs on.
Listen, y'all the king of Cardi's.
Okay.
King of Cardi's. King of the furs.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. Y'all the king of all that.
King of the Gators,
man, and all that.
Gators, furs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all us.
But like the old school shit, y'all with that. But the new school.
I ain't heard nothing.
Shout out to my niggas from the D. I got a lot of good niggas from the D, but
they ain't gonna like that. Then they ain't gonna like that.
Them niggas know me. They go, nah, brain line.
So how was it for you growing up in Detroit?
It was cool. I mean, you know, I grew up on the east side of Detroit, but like I was with my auntie for a long time. And my mom, I went with her for like 6 or 7 years, so it was dope. I had a good childhood. I was a kid that was just in the streets. I was trying to run the streets. My brother was in the house.
Uh-huh. What you was trying to do outside?
So we was trying to... What wasn't we trying to do outside? Pick him up, mess him up, manhunt.
What's pick him up, mess him up?
That's like football on concrete.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's called something different in everybody's
state. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
In Detroit, it was called pick him up, mess him up, like sideline pop.
Yeah. I saw you play football, too.
Yeah.
You played football in high school and in college, huh?
No, I ain't go to college. I was supposed to go to college.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I had a full ride scholarship. I got in some trouble in 11th grade. I lost my scholarship, though. But,
What you do?
I'm around fucking around in the streets. I was in the streets.
Yeah, I looked you up. I said, okay, partner, play football.
Yeah.
Then I heard you got into video games. You wanted to be a gamer for a minute, huh?
Facts. Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
What happened with that?
No, Call of Duty, Madden. You know, when you in the basement every day, your mama, she get tired of that shit. Like, you gotta find something.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta do
something.
Yeah, for real.
Every day in the basement?
Yeah.
It ain't just you down there. You got 5 or 6 of your homeboys. Yeah. Now they spending the night. Like, she gotta cook for 8 or 9 people. Everybody gotta go.
For sure. I agree with moms. Shout out to her.
Yeah,
for real.
Okay, okay.
That's what's up.
So, when did comedy come into play?
Comedy came into play in 2013. Because in 2013, I was just working at KFC. I thought I was just going to be a KFC cook and, you know what I mean, one day become the manager and have my own
KFC.
No,
you didn't. You believe it for real.
I really thought I was just going to, that was just going to be what I retired on. One day, like, beat it the gym and make a salary, and that was going to be my career. But my homeboy, Kevin, I never forget, he was like, bro, you funny as hell. I used to just tell jokes. Like, bro, you funny. You should try to do comedy. I'm like, bro, I work at KFC. I'm going to drop this 2 and 2.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Get the fuck out the way.
Go on home.
Yeah.
But one day I tried it. I tried it on Vine. I put a video out, and people was liking it. They're like, well, you're kind of funny. So I was like, all right, maybe I can do this. And that's why I talk fast now, because Vine was 6 seconds.
You had to try to be funny,
like, immediately.
For real.
So that's what made me talk fast. I never adjusted from talking fast. But
you know, they say don't trust nobody to talk too fast, man.
I mean, you
she
right.
She talk fast as hell, don't she?
Because I really didn't hear what she just said.
He had to look at her like, huh?
They say don't trust nobody to talk too fast, man.
I started on Vine, and one of the videos that went viral, I was like, maybe we really are funny. And then Vine shut down, and then Instagram got 15-second videos. Then I transformed to Instagram, and then that's when I got with Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Oh, Snoop got with Snoop. That's how it really popped
off. That's major.
Yeah, 2015, Snoop had. Because I was a comment hopper. So I don't know if y'all know what a comment hopper is. I was in everybody comments like, bro, I'm the funniest person on the internet. But I really wasn't, but I was telling everybody I was.
You was putting yourself out there.
Yeah, I was doing it every day. But you know, Instagram used to limit the comments you could put out. So I put as many as I could, then wake up the next day and do it every day.
For real, he was hustling in the comment section.
But Snoop
in the comment section, though, that's dope.
Snoop was the only one who was like, "Hey, he is funny. He followed me over there." Yeah. I still got the screenshot from the day he followed me and everything.
That's crazy.
Because it really changed my life.
It don't take one person.
Yeah, and Snoop was the guy who like really took heed to what I was doing, and came to the east side of Detroit, 8 Mile and Grass. I'll never forget. 2015, my phone was blown. I'm like, why everybody keep calling my phone? And it was Snoop. They was like, bro, Snoop called. He trying to get with you. I put a video up like, hey, hi, I'm in the D. I'm trying to get with you. He came to 8 Mile and Grass and literally kicked it with me from like 8 o'clock in the morning to like 6 p.m. to his show. No security. No security, just kicking it. I'm like,
so how did that make you feel that moment? Like, how was you feeling in that moment?
That was my first time like being like shocked to see a celebrity. Like, I ain't never been like shocked to see no celebrity. Like Snoop, I was really...
He came for you, though.
Yeah,
he came for you.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
I was starstruck, like, for real.
He's
like,
supposed to be, because that means he really, really fucked with you.
Nah, it was
And real. That just show how solid of a dude, he is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For real. To this day, Snoop really...
Snoop's solid.
That's my guy. That's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll fuck him up, fuck over for Snoop. He just called my phone.
So when that was over and you went to sleep at night, I know you couldn't get no sleep. Did you get some sleep that night? Or you was just like, damn, this really happened for me?
I don't even know. I think I might have been so plastered.
Mm-hmm.
Because we chill with Stu till like 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe 4 o'clock in the morning.
You went to a show after, huh?
Yeah, because after the show, we just sat back there, because this was our first time like really kicking it in person. He just was giving me so much game. And I was just drinking, trying to take it all in. So I remember a lot of it, but then I don't remember a lot of it. It was a cool moment, though.
I'm pretty sure y'all got pictures and videos to, you know, remind you.
Yeah, for sure. That's
what's up.
Yeah,
that's
my guy.
So, like, when you started doing comedy, how was your, like, support system with that?
To be honest, ain't nobody really, like, when I first started, ain't nobody think it was going to happen because it's like, you talking about you finna go do comedy on the internet. The internet wasn't popping in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I was like, yeah, I'm about to do this internet thing, I'm finna get rich off this thing.
They looking at you
like, bro, it's not finna happen. Like, my mama was like, bro, it's time to get a job. I was down there for 2-3 years trying to be that guy. I got the 200K in my page. I got deleted.
Oh, shit.
It got deleted. Like, somebody hacked my page, deleted it. We went from... we went to the strip club from Monday to Sunday and just sat there and just got drunk every day. I'm like, bro, what am I finna do? I'm finna have to go get a job. This shit's over with. And then that Sunday night, I was like, you know what? I'm finna just make another Instagram and do it all over again. And like I said, Snoop was like my big homie. I was like, they deleted my page. Like, he took like 10 of my videos and posted them all, tagged my name.
And I
was back up instantly, though. Yeah. But I ain't want to even tell him that my page got deleted. I didn't think he was going to even do that.
Yeah. Oh, he fucked with you heavily.
Snoop being a real nigga like that, he was like, man, send me some content, nephew, I'm going to post it. And he took 10 videos and posted them all. I think I got back to like 100K in like a week.
That's crazy.
In like a week. But as far as like the support system, my mama, she was like, nah. I got like 3 packages to the crib that said, hi, Davis. She took the motherfuckers out and put them back in the garbage can.
I don't know who he was.
I'm like, mama, that's me. That's my stage name.
That's everybody.
I had to go outside and get my badges out the garbage can.
No fucking ha-ha.
Like, she like, who the hell is ha-ha? I'm like, that's me.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had 3 patches at the garbage can. Yeah, so.
I don't know who this is.
At the beginning, though, the support wasn't there, but not now, obviously.
Oh, yeah. They see it now. It's like, oh, yeah.
There, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to, you know, moms, for sure, you know.
But see, they old school. She ain't. Like telling somebody old school about the internet.
They looking at you like, well, shut up. What you talking about?
No, they ain't know nothing about it.
Yeah,
you
get
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even me, I'm 42.
Yep.
You talk about the internet, I'm like, I hate it because I see what it
means. My parents were the same way. But you got to show people.
You know what I mean?
You got to show people. You know, people that only believe something once they see it.
No, definitely. My mom, she believe it. I mean, once you see the checks,
oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Y'all know my son.
Yeah, go tell them jokes.
Anywhere I go, y'all know my son, Ha-Ha Davis. So it's love.
This him right here.
Yeah, she always showing me. I'm like, mom, you ain't got to do that. I be trying to stay low key.
Oh, and I got to ask you about this. So you big, like look, he make these videos.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, so look, I'm an ex-fighter, right?
You see?
Hey, bro, come on, man.
Box.
Yeah.
I looked around. I ain't see no damage done to his face.
He looked like he put in work.
So listen, I got to ask you. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of partners from your city.
Yeah.
One of my partners, Tony Harrison from Detroit.
I know Tony Harrison.
It's my little partner right there.
Yeah, I know
him. It's my little partner.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you. Hey, bro, you be letting niggas have it when they lose.
Yeah,
Now, let me tell you, I be laughing. I'm dying laughing. You got to see it.
Do they get mad behind it, or is just nobody?
That's what I got to ask you.
To be honest, I ain't never seen none of them in person. Like I, that'd be that's why I keep the security with me. You never know how I'm gonna go.
Hey, but I'm gonna be real. Most of them ain't.
No, but it's all love though.
No, it is. But some niggas can't take a joke though.
They can't. But most the people who my homies like. If it's Javonte Davis or Dave, if Devin Haney, somebody like that lose, yeah. I ain't gonna do it because they're my guys.
Oh. But it's comedy. I mean, at the end of the day,
it's comedy.
Hey,
for
bro,
sure.
What you did to Earl, man?
I'm sorry, listen, Earl.
It's Bud all is my little partner. Earl, my little partner. Yeah. I got a lot of respect and love for him. But, bro.
Hey, bro. He did Earl in. I'm sorry.
Hey, bro. How do you come up? It's like watching Mike Tyson's punch. It's like hearing he got the sound effects.
He
got the pig on there.
Oh, man, you got to hear
it.
Yeah, the pig. Hey, bro, the
I
goat.
Was on the floor dying. Yeah. I say, bro, niggas going to kill him when they see him.
For sure. They're going to be like, put your hands up. Show me what you can do.
But now, to be honest, though, if it was me, I couldn't do nothing but laugh and be like, yeah, you got me on that one.
No, that's love.
Because a real partner going to respect it, though. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Because it's funny as hell, though. You got to laugh, though.
And we ain't seen Earl since that day. I hope we ain't heard from Earl.
Joe Fulton.
Now, Earl will be back. Earl will be back.
Man, I hope so.
Hey, but listen.
You think going to fight Terrence again? Is it that deal?
I got a lot of love and respect for him, but ain't no reason. I don't want to see it.
Speaking of fighting,
I want to see another one of them skits though.
It's coming.
Speaking of fighting, so what was your take on this Draymond Green situation yesterday? Because I seen the video, and you know Draymond, I don't know, he outside fighting. He ain't letting nothing up. So.
You know Draymond from my state and shit.
Okay.
He from Saginaw. I'm from Detroit.
Is he?
Like, yeah, Draymond from Michigan. He hour or two away. That's what we do. We get it in. But you need somebody like that on your team though, because I'm not saying Steph or Clay soft. I mean, they the light skinned dudes. They just want to hoop.
Yeah.
Hold on, bro.
I ain't got nothing against.
Hey, listen, man.
I ain't got nothing against y'all community.
I like you, man. I like you.
I got nothing against y'all community.
No, but they a different kind of light skin.
That's what we trying to fight.
They mix. They a different kind of light skin. They mix.
Yeah.
See, they don't count.
Wait. Mix, you mix too much.
Steph ain't mixed. Steph
ain't mixed.
One of my ancestors mixed somewhere.
Yeah, Steph.
Steph ain't black. Look,
yes, he is.
Steph
black.
Black and white.
No, he got two black people. Mama and daddy.
One is mama and daddy. One of them mixed. One of them mixed.
They just too light skinned.
Oh, Clay probably mixed. We gonna get Clay mixed.
Half. He half. Yeah, yeah. You know. So what's the difference? Them niggas mixed.
Yeah.
I ain't mixed.
Yeah. He said I got two black people. I'm just light in the face.
For real.
But no, I think you need somebody like Draymond on your team who gonna hold it down though. But he was like when I seen him choke up Rudy Gobert, he was mad at Rudy Gobert for starting Kobe.
I think he be dogging the light skinned niggas though in the league. But see them light skinned.
He be dogging them in
the light skin. Them light skinned was in the league though. They different. They cut different. They be the basketball boys. They've been goofy their whole life.
That's they Dennis Rodman.
Hey bro, listen.
That's they Dennis
Rodman. I was thinking of that. The bad boys, like Detroit back in the day had the bad boys.
Yeah.
No, he Bill Laimbeer. He ain't even Rodman.
For real.
He Bill Laimbeer. Draymond is a fool.
We made Bill Laimbeer an animal though. He wasn't that before he got to
he
Detroit.
Wasn't?
No, we made him a
dog.
Him a demon.
He was a dog in the
Everybody on the team was demons. Like we was ready for whatever. We made Michael Jordan change his whole life. For real, it was different.
I used to watch that. Zeke, Joe Dumars, Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah.
John Sally was even with y'all for a minute.
Yeah, all that whole team. We had a hell of a
crazy.
Team.
It was crazy.
It was dope.
So how did you come up with the saying guard?
Oh, guard. Guard really took me. Like, guard made me famous.
Mm-hmm.
We was in the basement one day because all the videos I was shooting, they was in my mama's basement. People thought I was really shooting them like in a cell or something, but it was in my mama's basement for real. One day I just put the guard uniform on and I went over there to the little back wall. I had moved all, it was like a storage room, so I had moved everything out the way and I had set up and I shot the guard video. But I got guard and Finna Be a Breeze out there, one skit.
Mm.
So I had guard and Finna Be a Breeze. So they both had went super viral at the time. And I was running off for like 8 or 9 months and that what really took me to like 3, 4, 5 million followers.
That was great.
But it was I honestly
you just
don't
out
write
of
nothing.
Nowhere just like gore.
Yeah, I honestly don't write nothing. Like I just cut the camera on and I run with it.
And just be you.
I just run with it. But it was just one day I was like, guard, this is going to be a breeze.
He was a fool.
And both of those just.
This nigga's a fool.
They took off at the same time. That was right after Big Fella, because Big Fella was dying down.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I need another slogan. Like, I was fiending for one. I'm like, I need something else. And then I got guard and Finna Be a Breeze at the same time.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Big Fella, classic though, bro.
No, Big Fella, that's legendary.
Big Fella, a classic, bro.
Big Fella, legendary.
I don't want to hear nothing else. Guard, all that's cool. But give me Big Fella all day, I'm cool.
That's a classic.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with that.
So I see you worked with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin, a good friend of mine though.
Mm-hmm.
First time I met Kevin, we had got on FaceTime. He had came to Detroit and we had hung out. Then the second time was at the Super Bowl. The crazy part, Kevin Hart was walking past us, right, and we was getting out the truck, and we was deep in the truck. I'm talking about one SUV. I'm like, what's up, Kevin? He's like, hi, I know 14 of y'all ain't just get out of one SUV. Hi, don't tell me 14 of y'all just got out of one SUV. Hey. He won't let me lay that down to this day. Every time he see me, he's like,
shit, didn't
he? It was like, we
should
deep.
Everybody got to go.
Yeah, hey, we was like 12,
he
13
talk
deep.
Shit, I know. I know
all
he
day,
talk
that's
shit.
All he do.
I know he talks shit.
All day, that's all he do. But no, Kevin, my guy, I love to do more work with him. I hope in the future that we can get my work done for sure. That's my guy, though.
Most he definitely will. Yeah, I can see that.
Kevin's my guy. Like, he gets it in.
Hey, next time you see him,
yeah,
tell him you want to do a skit of his boxing match he had.
When he had a boxing match?
He had a boxing
match. Ask him about it.
He had a boxing match?
In my gym. He started a gym called Box and Burn, right? Ooh. Kevin had a celebrity fight.
Yeah. Who he fight?
A poker player. Mm-hmm. White guy.
He
Dominic
lost.
Something.
He uh-huh. lost.
Hey, listen, I was the referee for the fight.
What year was this?
Hey, man, this was a couple years ago. I got to pull it up.
For real?
But you got to ask Kevin
So
about
nobody
it.
Knew about this?
No. So they had a bet. So they mm-hmm. so the bet they got, so the bet was that either one would win in the boxing match.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just start talking shit. That's how it happened. Kevin was talking shit. I'll kick your ass. And mm-hmm. he was like, oh, I'll kick your ass. Yeah. You know, usual shit.
Yeah.
Made the bet. Took it serious. They trained.
Yeah.
Kevin was getting ready for Jumanji.
Okay.
So when he was out in Atlanta getting ready, he was training, yeah. and then my partner trained him here.
Yeah.
And then the other dude trained with an old Olympic gold medalist, mm-hmm. another one of my boys. Man, listen, they came to the gym. Film crew, everybody came.
Yeah.
They come out, Kevin serious. Dude looked like a little goofy dude. You
now
know
he
what
came
mean?
Out serious.
Man, Kevin was whooping him the whole first round. Just athletic. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Dude was kind of like a little timid. Kevin was just athletic, catching him.
Mm-hmm.
Second round, dude started hitting Kevin with a jab.
Ooh.
His gas tank got low. Man, I was ready to stop the fight a couple times. I saved him a couple times. Man, he beat Kevin so bad. Kevin was laid
they
out.
They were fighting for money?
At the end of the third round.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Oh, he won the bag. Now his brother
Kevin
was
supposed to bit him or something, like bite him.
He said bite
man,
him.
He said bite
him. He's tripping or something, pinching.
Spank. Oh, Kevin brother let him have it. Kevin brother said, Spank. Man. Oh, man, Spank let him have it. Everybody let him have it.
I got to call Spank.
Spank, that's my homie.
Ask Spank. Spank can tell you.
This is crazy.
Tell Spank
oh,
you just let me. Spank
going
to tell
you. He going to tell it all.
Hey, look, Kevin brother said, man, now every white boy going to be talking shit to us now because of you.
Right. Hey, yeah, for real.
Hey, bro, we was dying. He come to me and said, Ref, why you ain't get on him for holding? I said, you was holding, bro, not him. He was, hey,
what
he was out of
gas. Kevin brother, he must pay somebody not to let that come out, bro.
It was on the internet for a while.
It got to be gone.
So this is going to be your rebuttal when he comes to you about the 14th pastor?
Yeah.
Say, oh, I heard a white boy whoop your ass.
I'm going to say, yeah, we 14th. We trying to come to that fight.
Oh, yeah. And he go, hey, you hear about that?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, look.
I got to let him know. That's crazy.
Let him
so
know.
So I see you've been working now. You're on a fitness journey. So yeah. How's this going for you?
It's going dope. I lost like 60 pounds in like the last year.
Oh.
I woke up one day, looked in the mirror, like, I look crazy. I look crazy.
Why big you fella, saying huh? like
this
that?
Big fella for
yeah,
real.
Just like stomach like, poking out. Because like, I ain't no tall guy, though, so I was like compressed, like just looking like a ball of meat. I'm like, nah, this is crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, so I went and lost like 60 pounds. I was in the gym every day. I was
he
doing two
was
a day.
You out of
here.
Yeah, I lost 60 pounds.
Bro, you was that big?
Yeah, I got. I'll show you a picture. I
so
look
you got
crazy.
A whole new wardrobe.
Yeah, all that's gone.
Okay.
All that's gone.
Big fella.
Yeah, all them clothes is gone. We had
it's
to go.
Over.
It's done. Like, I looked it crazy. Like, bro, I'm only 5'7". I was 201. I'm like, nah, we got to get rid of this weight. We got to get rid
of
this
So was it difficult back? At first?
What, to lose weight?
Like, when you first started trying to lose weight?
No, all I had to do was just go to the gym every day. I was in there every day. I was doing two a day. I was running on the treadmill for an hour, literally every day. I did that for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
You ain't gonna give a workout plan out to people about, you know, how to.
No, I be giving people, like, people ask me, like, how you lose the weight. A lot of people don't wanna do that, take that route of running every day, because it's mm-hmm. like.
Yeah,
at some point, you're gonna wake up, you ain't gonna wanna do it no more.
100%.
You're gonna lose the motivation
like
for it. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm. tough.
I don't know what made me do it. It was like me looking at that picture every day, like, I can't look like that no more. Like, I was getting ready to film a movie too, so that was extra motivation on top of it, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, about 60 pounds, though.
Yeah. That's good.
I used to have a sauna suit on with a 40-pound weight vest. And
you
was trying,
but you was trying to kill yourself.
Yeah, no, I told
you was trying to pull a Martin. I told Martin pass out here in a sauna suit in the sun.
I told him I was trying to die. Yeah,
oh,
I was trying to die.
Tripping.
Yeah, I was trying to die.
Are you? Damn.
I was trying to go see the man.
He said, I'm going to go out. I'm going to look good while I do it.
A sauna suit and a 40-pound weight vest.
Every day in the gym.
But your knee's going to be bad by the time you're 35.
Probably suck on these new kneecaps.
Just probably don't suck. Do it no more. Yeah. Take his hand.
I ain't never gonna gain that weight back. It's done.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah, it's done.
He said, I'm a sex symbol. Yeah. See, with the earrings and all, you're a
sex
symbol.
Yeah, I got myself together.
He said, I lost my weight. You know what I'm saying?
You trying to get yourself together.
Yeah, talk your shit.
I'm trying to get right. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, it's hard for us dark skinned niggas. We got to work a little harder.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. Hey, y'all in right now.
Yeah, we in. Yeah, we in.
Y'all been in for a minute.
Y'all been in for a minute.
Me and him can talk shit. You out of this.
I'm listening.
Yeah,
I'm taking it in.
We ain't never going nowhere.
Yeah.
See, you dark skinned niggas took over for a while. You know, yeah, y'all, Tay Diggs and all them, they brought y'all in.
The more Chestnuts and all them niggas.
Yeah. More Chestnuts.
Yeah. But now them niggas all
they been in for a while, crazy, though, if you think about it. Yeah, it's been a long, it's been like 20 years.
You said they been old for a while.
About 20 years.
Damn.
You talking about Tay Diggs now?
Yeah, but they but
more
they was,
Chestnut, about 20
but
years.
But like over the last 10 years.
So who holding it down for the dark skinned niggas right now today?
I don't know. She can tell you that. I don't
know. What actors holding it down for us?
Who we get? We got somebody.
She don't even know.
Oh, Idris? Okay. What's the
Idris on his way out. Name somebody.
You got the dude was just with Lori Harvey.
Oh, yeah. Dandridge?
Oh, yeah, the young boy from Dandridge, London. Yeah, young boy from London.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Somebody else on it.
Yeah.
I'm just leaving it alone. I said it too. That's good.
Light skin, hey, man. Y'all doing us bad. We ain't got nobody. Mm-mm. We ain't got nobody right now.
Y'all ain't got nobody in the light skin. Like,
no, we ain't got nobody.
No, y'all
Michael
big
B. Jordan ain't even light skin. You can't count.
Yeah, what color is that name?
He brown.
He like brown. Like,
okay, he like
her complexion. He my color.
Oh, he in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
He in the middle. Okay.
What y'all had? Last one was with,
I don't know.
What's the nigga that was on Soul Train?
Soul Train.
What's the light skin nigga?
See, we had my nigga from Power. We had him.
Who?
What's the light skin nigga that did Soul Train?
From nah, hell no, from Power.
Oh, shit.
What you mean, from Power?
No, y'all got Rotimi.
Rotimi, yeah.
That's who y'all got. He light skin.
Hell no.
Rotimi, he holding down for y'all.
Nah, bro. But y'all gonna do him like that? James St. Patrick, y'all gonna do him like that?
Oh, you talking about Tank?
Yeah, James St. Patrick.
That ain't Tank. Is that Tank?
No, that ain't Tank. James St. Patrick.
What's his
Ghost
real name?
See, y'all, Ghost. I see niggas, y'all dinner. Ghost. Y'all borderline white. Y'all all looking like and shit.
Here we go. Here
so
we
it's
go.
Like, y'all.
Oh, this nigga ha ha. Jokes today, y'all.
So, the ladies wanna know.
Girl, where y'all at?
The ladies wanna know, are you single?
We doubling dab.
What's that?
You know,
what, like, when you got
somebody,
sauces?
Yeah, when you got somebody in your life, you know, y'all take on all comers. So, anybody who want to come get involved, hit us.
Oh, you do three you do three-way relationships?
Yeah, we
y'all do threesomes?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all freaky.
Yeah,
how'd that come about?
What, a threesome?
Yeah, how y'all get on that subject?
You got to let her initiate, because if you initiate it, she going to get
all
insecure.
Bad.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, how did y'all have this discussion, like, where y'all like, baby, you know, I like girls. You like girls? I like girls, too. Let's do this together. How y'all do it?
No, it was just like she had asked me one day. She like, I know you, like, she wanted to spice up the relationship. You know what I mean? One day, we at the house. You know, she just brought somebody through. I'm like, why is she in the bed with us?
And she was
like,
excited.
Like, what's gonna happen and shit? And I just laid there. You let them do their thing. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When she say join in, come on.
Oh, yeah. He hyped, man. Yeah. You just waiting.
Look, say something, I'm going to dive on you.
Yeah, he wait.
Shut up.
He wait. It's like that treat they tell me to sit.
For sure.
Say, come get it. You,
yeah, come on, I'm going to dive
I'm
on you.
I'm fucking done.
But in the meantime, you got to be cool. Like,
yeah, you let them do their thing. You never initiate none
you
of that.
You can't show her no more attention than you show your girl.
Absolutely not.
It's over.
Yeah, like, absolutely
it's over.
Not.
It's over.
2 minutes and
I heard
like,
it's rules. I heard there's some big rules behind, you know, you can't use the same condoms with both. You gotta swap out the condoms.
Looking at
right?
Me, ask him. Why,
I'm pretty sure
you
had some threesomes too.
Of course,
like,
but I ain't about to expose myself. I ain't the one.
You just admitted it.
Well,
you know,
I heard that you had to take the condom. Like you can't use the same condom. You gotta switch one out, and then
that shit a lot of work.
Where y'all? They both go get tested together. Then y'all come home.
Yeah,
that's
see?
How you do
it. Also, no good. Okay.
Yeah, y'all go get tested together, and I'll be at the house.
Ain't nobody about to be swapping out condoms.
That's too much work.
That's what I heard. I say, damn, it's rules like that. Like, who made these rules up? How did everybody come up to these rules?
Nah, that's too much work. We'll be here all day.
That's too much work.
So I see you have children. You have them all on your page. So you look like a great father. You're involved in your children's life. How is that for you?
It's dope. I mean, like, I got my son will be six on the 30th. My oldest son, he'll be six. And
okay.
I got a 3-year-old. But no, it's dope being a father. You know, just trying to, like I said, I ain't have my father in my life, so I try to be there as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I've been out here for like 3.5 weeks, so I ain't seen my sons all month. So
okay.
When I get back home, we're going to have a ball. But
be missing them, right?
Hell yeah, they call me every day, Dad, when
ain't
you
no
coming home?
Like
my youngest son, I call him, he'd be like, you back? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, not yet. Yeah, hang up the phone.
That's all he want to know.
I ain't trying to get it.
That's all
let me
he
know when
you
get
know.
Back to the crib.
Yeah.
But no, it's dope being a father, though. Like, you know, I love my sons to death. I try to teach them everything that I know because everything I know I had to learn on my own. So
I
just want them to know, like, hey, your pop's here. You know what I mean? As long as I'm breathing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there for y'all.
That's what's up.
So what impact are you trying to have in the comedy world and on the world, period?
Man, when it's all said and done, I want people to know that to say hi, David's left a mark on the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, far as like my slogans and everything that I put out there to the world. Cause I, over the last 8 years, I've been in the game 8 years, I done put out tons of content. I just hope that when it's all said and done, it was enough. And I get a chance
to
do
it. You're doing right.
In the game. But, you know, it's a bunch of work to still be done, though. A bunch of work.
Okay.
For sure.
So, I have a little game I want to play.
Okay.
Smash or pass. Uh-oh. Because you say, you know, you can talk about that. You know, you got a girlfriend, but y'all got, like, an open situation. Or whatever y'all got going on.
You ain't
got
to say all that.
I'm just saying, I'm just being respectful, but I can be a little disrespectful. Okay. Smash or pass, Woe Vicky.
Who? Oh.
She did you dirty. Why you doing him like that?
He in the comedy world, skit world.
Give him something better.
Woe Vicky. She might got that fat.
It ain't no bad comedian, so don't give him nobody in the comedy world.
Yeah.
See how she trying to do you, bro?
No, pretty V.
Pretty B can get took down through there.
Okay. B Simone. Smash pass.
B Simone, like, she'll take you on a trip. So,
yeah. What you mean? Like, what trip?
All around the room. Like, we going here, we there.
Oh, like that? Yeah. I ain't never look at it like that.
Yeah, up on the wall and shit.
Okay.
B Simone, my dog. Y'all gonna have these people cussing
around
me
the
fuck
world.
Up.
Okay, watch Jazzy.
I'm gonna pass. Jazzy, she pregnant.
Enjoy if she job. Wasn't pregnant, would you smash? She thick, man. She thick hair.
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
I'm looking horny as hell. Like, they want to hit anything, don't they?
That's it so far. I ain't doing
it. She want everybody in the hot seat, man. You got to flip it on her.
Yeah.
You got to give her the smash.
I ain't doing it.
Yeah, come on.
That.
We give it to her. Do you. We need her on the hot seat for a change.
I'm just doing my job.
We going to flip it on you. We're going to give you some football players. Football players, you know.
You can do that because I don't know none like
Odell
that.
Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham.
I ain't gonna lie, that nigga kind of fine.
Smash or pass?
Yeah.
We got our first smash, ladies and gentlemen. Out of her mouth.
Don't
what?
Tell her down through the smash.
Go ahead.
He's fine.
Stephon Diggs.
He fine, too.
See, oh, now we know
but
what
I
she like.
But I wouldn't smash.
Now we know what she like.
I see she like dark skin niggas or shit.
And she like them football players. You know what she like.
You like football players?
I swear to God, I never liked football players.
You liking them now?
But they fine, but I heard about, so I wouldn't smash real life. But he fine as hell if he won.
What's one more she might know? Sean Watson.
Who?
She ain't gonna know who that is.
I don't know what it is.
What's old boy for the Jets running back?
All right, I got one.
Giants, the running back.
The quarterback, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah, she.
You got a picture?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
You know Jalen Hurts.
That name sound familiar.
She know Jalen.
I ain't gonna lie. The whole world going crazy.
They losing their mind over Jalen Hurts. I'm like, damn,
let me see.
They done fucked up Jalen's whole relationship.
Yeah,
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, he through.
We're going to get our first official smash out there.
Yeah, this is the one right here.
She's going to say
she going to say, I want to marry him.
This like, oh, yeah. Like, he's fine. No, y'all, for real, though. Like,
I told you what I did.
I seen him on TV a year ago. I said, man, who that nigga is right there?
Hey, listen.
I had to go. I was like, where he? He's fine.
You got to respect it. I don't care if it's your girl. Everybody want a piece
he
of
He look like a good man.
Just everybody.
He like a good man. That's why
girl,
I said
stop
he,
trying to
I
be.
I swear to God, that nigga look like he's a good man. He look like he do on. Right.
What you mean?
He do right.
You say he just play football and come home, huh?
Yeah.
That nigga ain't coming straight home.
He ain't coming straight home.
Ain't none of us coming straight home.
It's too much. It's too many women. And he just got that big check, $255 million.
What?
Man, I thought he was a good dude.
I ain't gonna put him out there.
That don't mean ain't no better. Listen, that's just like y'all. Y'all get exposed early.
What you
saying? Y'all have y'all little adventures and shit early. So do men.
What adventures? I don't know anything.
You talking about like they host days, right?
Yeah, they go through that whole
thing. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Y'all all go through it.
Go through what?
Every woman got their host days.
What's the host days?
When you let it, you got your
one night stands.
I've never had a one night stand a day in my life.
Oh, you kept them?
I would never.
You kept them?
No, I would never have one night stand.
You ain't never been with nobody in the industry? Okay.
Yeah, that's how I got on the show.
So that's my point.
Wait.
That's it.
No, I ain't doing no one night stands, though.
Two night stands.
She's like, all that nigga suck with me.
How you know? How can you kiss somebody you know nothing about? Like, I don't know you at all. I don't know if I'm attracted to you.
You know if you're attracted to him or not?
I got to talk. We got to talk.
Oh.
So you ain't ever been with a man the first day y'all met?
I swear to God, no.
Second day y'all met?
No. You talked to me for a year, Every man,
come
on, swear to God. Every nigga I talk to.
Ain't nobody.
A year is crazy. You believe that, bro?
12.
A year is crazy.
A year, 6 months. Yeah.
So what he supposed to do? So if y'all talking, what he supposed to be doing? He still has some on the side.
I don't know what he doing. I don't care what he doing.
He has some on the side though while y'all talking.
That got nothing to do with me, what he got going on. I just know we getting to know each other.
For a whole year?
For me to know if I'm comfortable enough to do that with you. I might have been talking to somebody too, and I ain't going to cheat on the nigga on week. So,
but I'm saying, you telling me the minimum is a year to talk to somebody and sleep with them.
No, I'm saying I went 6 months. Like, I had a nigga 6 months, three
That's
months.
That's the shortest. Oh, well, now she bringing it down.
Yeah.
Before
yeah,
she said
no,
a year.
I'm saying, I got to get to know you. I ain't never met a nigga like
she said,
one.
We got a bill.
No, one time, like, I just talked to you and then I'm finna fuck you, like, as soon as I meet you. Hell no. Nah, I don't know you.
I'll take that.
I don't know.
How we getting my business? We supposed to be interviewing him.
That year went down to 3 months real quick, didn't it?
No. It's dude I was with 8 years. It was three months.
All right.
So she's not just talking to nobody. She like you got to build something with her.
You stuck with me.
I like to just walk in the house. Because
once we together, that's it.
Oh, she's like, oh yeah, we together for real.
I respect it.
Well, there you have it. We're gonna edit this part out because we don't need to be talking about me and my business.
No, we're gonna keep that.
But this is Stay in Your Bed Podcast.